I'm going to preach to us today by the help of the Lord. I don't know what in the world I'm going to do with all of this. All I know to do is just get into it, because I'm going to preach to us. And I said us, me. The Bible said in the 14th chapter of Job, man that is born of woman is a few days and filled of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. The shadow is gone. But a man that is born of woman in this life is filled with trouble and sorrow and heartache, disappointments, some worse than others. But I want to go today on into the scripture. Now, we remember a man called Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. And he come to Jesus by night. And he said, Rabbi, thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus said unto him, you must be born again.
Right.
And it went on, and Nicodemus, he just couldn't get no rest from that. He said, how can these things be? Jesus said, thou must be born again. We're going into some scripture that will talk about being born again. Maybe the only scripture that really explains being born again. And I'm going to do my best to preach to us from the Word of the Lord. In 1 Peter, 1st chapter, the 23rd verse, and we'll read a verse or two. The Bible said this, being born again, not of corruption seed, but incorrupt by the Word of God, which live and abide forever. For all flesh, now get this, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flowers of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, the Bible said born again, not incorruptible today, and it said but incorruptible, undefiled, that is holy, that endures forever, being born again, corruptible seed. The Bible says that we must pass from death unto life. We must be born again. I'm making some kind of confession. The Bible said that we've become out from among the world. Be a separated people. I'm growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about a seed. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. A corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. You see a man, maybe it's just turned over a leaf. I make some kind of a confession. But pretty soon, he'll be all right for a while. But pretty soon, that you'll begin to see his deeds. They're out in the world. They're bickering about what somebody else to do. They're never happy. Listen, on their journey, they always got a problem. Looking for somewhere else. Listen, I'm an incorruptible seed. I live forever. I abide forever. I endear forever. The Lord will see him all the way. Listen, the Bible said, I believe it, Paul. I said, my brethren, my horses are. It's Israel. I might be saved. But he said, I bear them record that they have went about and established their own righteousness. A lot of people today, I maybe go to church, I confess some kind of religion, I'm talking about something pure, something clean, something will take us across the uneven journeys of life, endearing the situations that we are persecuted about. It ain't no problem for some people to go off talking about one another. This is not of God. This is a seed of corruption. The Bible said that it's like the grass that withers, and it fadeth away. Pretty soon you'll see them just phase out of church and going the wrong way. This is a shadow that continue not. But listen, the incorruptible seed that endears and lives forever. I've not got too long on this world. But listen, I want to live a life that he can say, come up here and live with me.
Right.
Other than depart from me, I never knew him. Oh Lord, we went to church. We done all the many good things. And he said, depart from me. I never knew him. The Bible said, I love show. I'm back just a little bit. The Bible said in Ephesians, and now, the third chapter, the 17th verse, that Christ being made dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, not in hatred, in being strife. Preacher, you don't know how hard I have it. Listen, you don't know just what's going on. I know one thing. Either we're saved, either we're born again, either righteousness, or we're still lost.
Amen.
Amen.
You might be rooted and grounded in love, might be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Brother, listen, I don't know what we'll have to put up with tomorrow. But one thing I'm sure of, if I'm rooted and grounded in the love, in the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary, he will see me through. We ain't got time to bicker about this and that, something else. We need to pray. Listen, it is the hardest thing I've ever did. To try to train myself in love. That when somebody spoke ill of me, persecuted me, I just let it roll off of my shoulder and go on for God. I press towards the mark, the prize of the high calling there is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Listen. For all flesh is of grace, and all the glory of man. What is the glory of man? It's like a flower that withers. You know the glory of man. It is, look at me. I can do this. I can do that. I can do something else. I'll do whatever I want to. Listen, we're talking about somebody that's going to heaven. Listen, and forget about the glory of man.
Yeah.
As the flowers of the grass the grass withereth. Boy, I tell you what, we're a country people. You look at your garden, you can look at the plants, you can look at the flowers. If it's lacking moisture, if it's lacking anything, it begins to wither. And first thing you know, I get hung over. I plumb to the ground. But listen, you might see a plant out somewhere. You think, surely it's going to die under the pressure of the heat and the things that happen in this world. But first thing you know, you look at it again. You ever see one? Boy, it's come back. I'm standing straight. And then looking to heaven. You see a Christian. And you think it's almost gone. And there's no hope. Brother, when the Lord gets a hold of him and he surrenders his life and that unto the Lord and the enduring all the persecution and the things that goes on, you'll see him standing tall and proud.
Amen.
I like this.
Bless the Lord.
The Word of God that lives in us and we live in Him lives and abides. He said, abide in me and whatever you will ask, I will do it. You just abide in me because I am the true vine. Brother, we can muster up all the self-righteousness that we can muster. That it won't stand up when the trying time comes. Whenever the storm of life begins to rage. Self-righteousness is going to fall. Because they ain't got no hand to bear them up. The dark rolling tide. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad to have my sin behind me. I'm glad that I have to pray every day and repent. I'm glad that He made a way that I can get close to Him and stay close. By the way of the church, you'll know them by the fruit they bear. I'm glad to be saved, ain't you?
Amen.
Listen, the flower thereof fadeth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Somebody said, well, I like singing, I like Sunday school, I just can't stand, the Word of God, I listen, whenever we begin, or not we, whenever the Holy Ghost, I know, where you're living, and begins to dig about, the life you're living, and what you're putting out, against a brother or sister, brother, listen, it gets close to you, and how shall we stand? If we neglect so great a salvation, incorruptible, is pure and holy, we're saved, listen, and we live and abide forever. We'll pass from this life, but it'll just be like a shadow. Goodbye, world. Hello, glory.
Yeah.
So, if you prayed and prayed through, incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not, you'll have trouble. Job said, a man that's born to woman is few days and full of trouble.
Yeah.
And brother, he was a perfect man, but he had trouble. He had sorrow. The devil took his family, took everything he had.
Yeah.
All he left behind was his wife. And she said, Job, you might as well curse God and give up and die. Yeah. He said, you talk like a foolish woman. Praise the Lamb of God. When you're persecuted, whenever trouble comes, when the storm of life will blow, and you'll think, well, what's the use? I just hold on. The best is yet to come. Listen.
Blessed Lord.
Well, I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to go to church. I want to be a Christian and I want to be in church.
Amen.
Why? Because that's the way home. Church is the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I can go, it's just another blessing. He said to lay up for yourselves treasures where moths and rust does not corrupt and where thieves cannot break through and steal. Listen, these people that will steal, I'm talking about in righteousness. I'm talking about they'll steal your testimony. They'll steal your church. They'll steal whatever they can get their hands on.
Amen.
The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
Yeah.
I'm preaching to us. Oh Lord, help me, because I come short. I come short by the glory of God. And it's such a blessing to me when I can look back across my life. One day, the saints is gone on. Here's something else. If we're rooted and grounded in the love of God, we ain't got time to be affiliated with the devil and his plan.
That's right, brother.
But we'll know, get this, if you have a problem with your brothers and sisters, they don't do just like you want them to do, being rooted and grounded, then you'll know how to comprehend with all saints. Sometimes Kathy gets on my nerve and it's making me mad. But I have to deal with it. I ain't going to be mad at her. Sometimes me and Joe gets into it, but I ain't going to be mad at him. We'll just deal with it and go on.
That's right.
And I might get on your nerves. I don't know. But there's a promise that lays awaiting for me and you. Abraham was a man that traveled. He sojourned on a word of promise. Me and you, we're journeying day by day on a word of promise. Jesus said, if you'll endure, I'll come and get you. When I return, one day we're going to fade out of this world, this life. But he's coming after us. We'll pass from this life to the great beyond. We're going somewhere. We can't stay here. There's somewhere, death and hell. Life and heaven waits our coming, either one. But we got to change today. We've got opportunity today to make things right that went wrong. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Amen.
I'm just saying this. You've been to different churches and you said, boy, I'd like for our church to be like that church down yonder. They're alive. Well, what's happened? What's wrong?
Yeah.
If our church ain't like that, we all make up the church.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one. I can't make it up. You can't make it up. All together, pulling together, pressing towards the mark of the prize of high calling. When we come together with one mind and one accord, and purpose unto ourselves, our church is the only way to go. We'll begin to win loved ones to the Lord. You got loved ones that's lost and undone. They need to be saved. And you read the 27th chapter of Job and see what happened to him. You think the hypocrite will have any help from the Lord? No. Haven't it done his will. Now, I didn't pass judgment on nobody, but we have a chance to grow. And you take this scripture home with you. The only real place in the Bible where Nicodemus got his question asked, how can a man be born again? There's a corruptible seed and incorruptible. Choose this day whom you serve. For me and my house, we're going to serve Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to serve Jesus.
Amen.
Ron, I'm mad at you. I don't like you. You don't like me. That can't be. We're brothers.
Yeah.
Forgive each other with a godly forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Press on towards a mark of the prize of high calling. Don't let the devil hinder us. Don't let the devil take away. He said he would take salvation right out of your mouth if we'll let him. He can't touch us if we don't let him. You know what? When you begin to drift away, when you begin to drift away, one time is not too bad. The next time a little easier.
Yeah, it is.
The next time a whole lot easier.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll form yourself and justify yourself. It ain't none of their business. It ain't none of their business what I do and where I go. Boy, you got that right. But the decision you make today, you'll live with tomorrow.
Right.
So make a right decision. Let's back the church and each other. If somebody can tell it better, I give them the go-ahead. But I have to do what I have to do. Listen, you want to get mad at me? Well, that's all right. Ain't no problem to me. You just take it up with one and have it wrote down, and it'll be all right. But let's come to Jesus. I want us to stand, and I want you to think hard of the seed that you're sowing. Corruptible seed will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, right?
Right.
So where are we at? What are we doing? You need to come to the altar and fix things that you wouldn't know more. Or could you say, here I am, Lord. What did Revelation say? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
I'm glad to be your brother, Rare. I'm glad to be your brother, Joe.
Amen.
Regardless of what you've been telling me, I'm sure your brother, whether you accept it from me or not, that's your business. So, did you search your heart?
Yeah.
And I know the devil will put all kinds of stuff into your mind that you can be justified. Why that I should not be at church? The church is way home. Every time I go to church, I grow just a little bit. Lay up a few more treasures. Finally, one day, he's going to say to me, come up here. I don't understand why I've lived 78 years. Maybe for one reason, just to tell you this morning that you have an opportunity. Jesus is faithful and just. He loves you. He died for you. God raised him up on the third day that me and you might have life in him.